Hello, I'm currently in front of Amazon's head office in Toronto to discuss something that concerns you, big data processing. Big data technology has been conceived by web giants to facilitate access to gigantic databases at any given time. However, the scope of this technology has still not been fully gauged. It could, for instance, provide highly useful information to help fight crime. This technology combines a range of tools addressing the five V's, or the five major factors that prevent traditional technologies from quickly processing large volumes of data, thereby making them less commercially attractive. Let us listen to Carla Soulier, our legal expert in this series, Privacy 2018, on the five V's.
Volume, the data is too bulky and therefore difficult to process. Variety of information. Indeed, information comes from various sources and in different forms: text, images, voice, body data, videos, website analysis. Velocity. Data is created and shared at such high speed that it must be collected and processed as soon as it is created in order to be exploitable. Value. Strategic value data should be prioritized. Veracity. Robots or fake profiles make the information less reliable.
Thanks to big data technology, companies can now move past these five limits simultaneously and then collect, store, and process masses of data. Let us now listen to Caroline Joly, who will give us some insight on how big data technology works in data scrapping. Can you give us a specific example of the relevance of data scrapping?
When we press Ctrl plus F on the computer, we are using a basic algorithm which is capable of reading text in our bank accounts and inserting itself via cookies that appear when we go online. So when shopping online, such algorithms can tap into our information, then access our bank account, read all the information, and reinterpret it as computer codes. It therefore constitutes banking information theft and happens without us knowing.
To conclude, the collection, storage, and processing of commercial exploitation of our personal data will certainly not stop there. To help you deal with this, we will share some tips to protect your privacy online in our next capsule.